this person. It's 100% to the person. You can never blame the system. There's no perfect system anywhere, right? Nay, you can never... If you are built correctly, you have correct mindset, you can progress everywhere. What do you want the system to do for you? The system do not care about you. There's no system that is planned to care about you. So you need to have a correct mindset. You need to build yourself. If you decide to blame on the government, because Ghanaians, we do that a lot. We are always consistently blaming the government. And it's the government. And it's the government this. It's the government that you will never grow. You will never do anything. You can never do anything. Because the abroad that we are talking about, you start a company in Belgium. If you are Alain Stan, like you are... Alain Stan in English is if you are
sole owner.
Yes, a sole owner.
Okay.
So if you start a business in Belgium, mm-hmm. and if you are a sole owner, which they call the enterprise here, the sole proprietorship here, yep. in Ghana, the taxes you will pay is like you are taking care of all the problems in Belgium. The government will ask you, what are you doing with the money? You are single, you are single personally, you live alone, you don't have any other responsibilities. And so all the money needs to go to those who has. The system is built in such, so there's no perfect system. The system is not favoring you, even in abroad. So you need to have the correct mindset, the hungry mindset.
Aja.
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah.
When it happened to you at the Chief's Palace.
Yeah.
When people see a young person that has money, they don't like to respect them.
Well, yeah.
Most people like to think, yeah, you got the money through occultic means. Somebody's paying, especially for you, maybe as a lady, people will be saying that there's somebody else that gave you the money.
Yeah.
Somebody is sponsoring you, taking care of you.
Yeah.
But you've just laid it out correctly. It was through your thought, hard work, execution, resilience, being stubborn with your dreams.
Yes.
That's the reason why we're having this conversation.
100%. 100%. It's not that simple. I remember what you just said, that people do not respect you. I just remembered a story that I was coming from. I was leaving my office and then I was going home and I was driving. And then there was this strong man that crosses me. Actually, I have the Voran. I have the priority. Like I was supposed to go, right? And then he was crossing. He was supposed to stop, but he decided to scratch my car. He did not scratch it yet. And then I horn him. Then he's wind down his glasses and he was like, "Money penny for the da near to come on one word." I'll pack my car and give it to you. Do you know how hard I work? Like, do you know I do not sleep? Do you know the companies I'm managing for other people? What do you mean by what you just said? Right, yeah. So people, when they see you, especially a girl, they think,
and to some of us, that can be very painful. Because I remember...
My only pain me.
Many years ago, I came out of my car.
Yeah.
And, you know, I drive a big car.
Yeah.
Came out of it. And then there was this young guy. There were two of them.
Yeah.
Coming behind me. And they were having a conversation. They said, I don't even know how I'm going to say it in English, but I'd like to make it in English. This is blood money. We would all do it. Like, he was saying something funny. So I turned around and I said, "It is possible. Go ahead."
I like your response. If it is easy, go and do it.
Because why, as a system, why don't we come out of the idea that any successful person that we see, they have not made their money the right means? It's either, if it's a lady, it's a man that is paying.
Yeah.
If it's a young person, it's occult.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. There's a lot of money in this country. You just need to shape your mind, right? There's so many opportunities. Like every single time when we were coming here, I got a business idea on the way. And Sally was like, "Hey, boss lady, you every time you want to open, how many companies do you want to open?" Yeah, because every time I see problem, I don't see problem. So that's why I don't complain. If you are... Excuse my language, but losers complain too much. Yeah, if you're complaining too much, you're a loser. Everything that you see that there's an issue, people are complaining about. For example, I import, right? People are complaining about Doomsaw. I saw a business idea and I brought solar fan and solar light. That thing sold out like fuel. Like, it sold out so fast. It's a business opportunity. Whilst you are sitting there complaining about Doomsaw, I'm making out money out of Doomsaw. So now that the light is back on, my business is going down. Do you understand? So stop complaining. Look for opportunity. Everything, there's so many around. So many around. If you leave me, I can mention 1,000 business ideas right now.
Give us five. Give us five ideas. I have a lot of young people that watch us. Give me five ideas that you think people can do and they can create wealth. Just five.
So
I think you just mentioned number one.
Yes, the solar fan, right?
Yeah.
Yes. If you want fastest moving product that sells very fast, you might not think about it, but it's doing fantastically well. It's mattress. Wow. Importing mattress. I don't know what is going on, but mattress really sells fast. And you know, amazing, the craziest part. Mattress is being sold in Ghana. The cheapest orthopedic, the cheapest you can get is 7,000, 8,000. It's 10,000, 15,000, there about 18,000, 22,000, you can get some. But in China, is the highest is $250. Yes. So they are selling it 7,000. You can get it from China plus the shipping and everything less than 3,000. Or around 3,000. And so if you're not greedy, they are selling the 7,000, sell yours 5,000 or 4,000. You will sell faster and go and bring more, right? Second thing is farming. I'm into farming too. You don't know my farm? Wow. I love farming, right? Second thing is farming. I love farming. Since I realized that, damn, there's money in the bush. I'm always in the bush, right? There's a lot of money there. So you can import products and make money. There are so many solutions you can also solve to make money. And then you can also do farming and also make money. Right now we are doing a palm tree, right? And then we are doing a rubber tree because that's a long-term investment. I'm planning a long-term investment. I don't want to, because I kind of feel like the energy I have right now,
it will dry.
Yeah, it will dry. When I grow up, I will not have that energy again. Right now I'm moving here, I'm going there, right? I might not get that energy again. And so I'm preparing myself for that. Do you get it? So because rubber takes a lot of time to grow, right? And you need more years. So we are doing palm and then rubber and then goat farm too. We have amazing plots of land that we have gotten a lot of goats that we are doing that. So yeah.
You know, you've just said something. Mm. You have to be forward thinking.
Yes,
100%. It's very important. You need to be able to. I think I had a guest a few weeks ago that said you have to see before you see.
Yes.
If you are not forward thinking, the problems will come and drown you because you were not able to proactively think about what could potentially happen. So you're locked up in the problem.
Mm.
Now, one thing you said as well was, look, I have a lot of older friends and I'm talking from the age of 60. I have quite a few. And one thing I've realized about them, some of them have got great money. But what they don't have now is the drive to do.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
They made a lot of money. They did a lot of work in their youth days. In fact, as you age, one of the things that will happen to you is that you have a lot of time on your hand.
And
you may have plenty of ideas, but execution will be very low.
Yeah.
That's why 100%. You must not waste your youth.
Yeah. Don't waste it at all. Don't waste it at all. So wait. And I have two brothers, Majid Bengai and Abbas Bengai. And they always say that when they go outside and they tell their friends that they have a sister, they say it's a lie. Because I've never gone to a party before. I've never gone to a funeral before. I've never gone to out before. I've never gone anywhere before. Constantly with my laptop and my phone. Everywhere you will see me, I'm working. There's a lot of opportunity for me right now. When I grow up, you don't worry. I'll do that one. I know it's bad, but don't worry. Hey, well, what are you guys going to do in the first place? Because you, when you're going to the party, you come for me for money. You come to me for money. So me too, if I've gone to the party, who am I going to collect the money from? So relax here, right? And so I'm constantly with my laptop and my phone. And today, you don't need office. You don't need money to start a business. If I tell you, most of my businesses, I don't start with money. I love teaching people how to start business without money. And even in my importation course, I taught people how to start business without money. It's very easy. All you need is the drive.
And I want to pause you there because we are just about to get into the importation class.
Yes.
So that's why I thought, let me pause you there before you give us what you can import or do without money.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really enjoying this conversation. I'm really enjoying this conversation. At this point, how is the conversation going? I want you to stick with us and let's make it to the end because there's so much that is going to come out of it.
Yeah.
Aisha, I've seen you speak a lot about importation.
Yes.
You've grown your followership.
Yeah.
You're everywhere on my Instagram.
Oh, that's good.
You know, when I first saw you, I wasn't even in the country. I was away. And then when I saw you, you've done that juggling between, you know, commuting between two countries.
Yeah.
Why importation?
So I was not prepared. Just like I said before, yeah. that I landed myself in a position just by accident. So when I was in Belgium, I loved to dress. I love to look good, like that. But I was not brought up in money, or my parents were not rich, right? We were just average people. And so but going to Zara is very expensive. Going to H&M and the rest is very expensive. So I shop from Alice 5 euros. Alice 5 euros is everything 5 euros. Like everything they sell, their shoe bags, everything is 5 euros. That's where I shop from. And then even the 5 euro is expensive for me, right? So you have to buy things from AliExpress. That was, you get it 1 euro, 20 cents, 80 cents, 50 cents, thereabouts, right? Uh-huh. So I buy things like that and I dress very good. That is how I got to know about China. So it was first it was AliExpress, right? And then you buy things from AliExpress. Then I opened my Yahoo email, right? And then I got an ad. Somebody asked me a question that, who taught me importation? It seems like I know so much importation. Maybe it's actually a calling, right? And then, yeah, I was pushing to it. So I saw an ad, Alibaba ad on Yahoo, right? And that is fantastic because I realized that even on AliExpress, which is cheap, Alibaba is cheaper. And then I realized that on Alibaba, you can brand your items. You can add your logo. And I love to personalize things. Even though I don't have money, I still want to personalize my stuff, right? So I saw that Alibaba is way cheaper. But I saw a problem also on Alibaba, is that the shipping on Alibaba is very expensive. And that is even one thing till date. A lot of it discourages a lot of people to buy from it, because when you are buying something for like 50 cedis, you see a shipping of 2,000 cedis. It doesn't make sense, and so you will not buy. So I saw that problem, and I decided to look into it and see how best can we solve this one, this the shipping problem. So me, that time, this is 2011. That was when I saw Alibaba. In 2011, I messaged Alibaba to see how we can solve the problem. I am always a problem solver, and I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter whatever. I will come to you that I want us to solve this problem. And so when I messaged Alibaba, I was able to they connect. And I don't know, maybe it's my confidence or the way I speak. Or the person that first spoke to me realized that I am very deep. And so they forwarded me to the senior team, straight up to the senior team. To get Alibaba senior team is not a joke. It's not a joke at all. And so they forwarded my case to the senior team. And then the senior team contacted me. Do you get Alibaba to contact you? It's not possible. Alibaba will never contact you. You have to, how do you call it? You end up in the chat. The sales the rep. They will solve your problem in there. No, nobody will forward you to a senior team. And then the senior team will contact you. So the senior team called me. And then to find a solution. I was nobody. I didn't start this whole importation.